Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, when I travel the fruited plain and I travel all over the country and I say to myself, you know, I've gone through Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, then Virginia, you know, we got Maryland, you've got Delaware, you've got New Jersey, you've got New York, you've got Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and then finally Maine. You would think that would prioritize things, but then Rob says something to me, and immediately I just erase everything that I wanted to talk to at the beginning of the show because Rob says he went to a great funeral over the weekend.
It was fantastic.
No one ever says they went to a great funeral over the weekend. It doesn't work like
except
that.
Except in wedding crashers.
Well, the thing about it is, right. is it's the kind of thing that when you go to a funeral like
Will
this,
Ferrell.
You kind of hope that this is the funeral that they have when you pass. Because what it was my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Kramer, who actually passed, I believe, in March. And because the family was in no hurry to, you know, do the funeral thing, they put it off and they had a memorial celebration yesterday. And you know that after 35 years, seven members of my fourth grade class showed up to this funeral.
Oh, my God.
That she was that important of a teacher to us. And we all shared a lot of memories. These are people that I haven't seen since high school, many of them.
Seven people in the state of Virginia with not a whole hell of a lot going on.
That's right, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Hope when you pass, it's not on a busy weekend. I sent a card.
Wow.
Yeah, but Rob, to be fair, what you're saying is like there is actually a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, right? The idea that
that's exactly what I meant.
No, it just doesn't happen. It just there's no way. I loved some of my teachers when I was a kid.
Right.
There's no way I know where they are, what they're doing, how they're doing it.
I'm going to give you. I'm going to say something before you go into your defensive crouch.
Okay.
I'm going to say something.
All right.
Okay,
oh no, I might be wrong. I might just have.
No,
it's very sweet
you're
what
not
you
wrong.
Did.
You're not wrong. Let me tell you this. As someone who, and I'm going to get to this hopefully in the body of the show today, because I had, with all the travel and everything that went down on the, really, the four-day odyssey that is driving up to this wonderful part of the world, I had tremendous moments of nostalgia as well that happened with reaching out, and you guys are going to probably enjoy this story because the fact is it's a true story and it blew me out of the water and happened, I think, Friday morning, and I'll tell you all about it. You are a very, very lucky person because to be... what you're experiencing is something that probably 40 years ago happened in every single small town in America where grandparents used to live with their families and
right.
the whole nuclear family was within the same town and all that. And it's definitely something that we have lost. And the fact that in Northern Virginia, you're able to still do that and go to a fifth grade teacher's funeral. That's pretty amazing I just can't even imagine what that must have meant to the family to be able to do that. With that said, you know, Oscar's general point is, you know, my God, get a life.
Well, we're not all lucky enough to have critters living in our chimney, Mike.
I know. But but it's just you're a good boy. And
here's the deal is that it was a class. It was a fourth and fifth grade mixed class. Because
don't need all that detail. What made it so special?
What was so special is that up to fourth grade is that we were always told as students, and I verify this, I talked to people and to a person, we all had the same feeling, is that we were told to, you know, be quiet, get in line, pay attention,
general
do what
manners.
You need to do. Right. Well, I mean, it wasn't a matter of being rude. It was just about falling into line and fitting into a mold.
Okay.
Well, Mrs. Kramer.
My message I sent you failed to send, so Oscar was right. Up here, that it's problematic for that kind of stuff.
You can always phone.
Go ahead.
She encouraged individuality, and I think that she was probably the most important teacher I had growing up, making me realize that, you know, you might not be the standard straight-A student, but you bring a certain value to the table.
She liked your quick
shtick.
Well, she liked
she liked your hack jokes.
She liked everybody. She found something good in everybody.
So instead of saying, look, you're... your aptitude tests or whatever you had a quarterly, right?
Right, right.
What weren't as high as they should be, or if they were, you're a genius, it wasn't all about the academics. It was about personality. But
the individuality.
Make no mistake, she made an impression on you because she liked you. That's the second message I
did
sent
she
you
say to silence to your say. Phones when you have a broadcast.
Hey, you know what? Drove 30 hours. Give me a goddamn break. Anyway.
But also, a couple cool things about her is that she always had music in the classroom. Sometimes it was classical. She played John Lennon albums. She played Simon and Garfunkel albums. It was pretty hip. And
How old was she when you had her as a teacher?
It's so funny, and I hope her family doesn't take offense. All I could think of is, God, she's already so old.
She played all the hits.
Hey, oh, she class, loved welcome.
How you doing, everybody? We're going to have a great day today. We're going to have fun today, man. It's going to be rock and roll good time. What was her name?
Mrs. Kramer.
Miss Kramer?
Yeah.
Miss Kramer's dad. Miss Kramer's class right now. Hey, little Robin, real quick. I go to the shorts up. Get up in front of the class right now.
And also,
my favorite teacher I never had was Miss Libby from Billy Madison. Just being paced in the corner.
Who had Mike gets to use his brand new thing today? Yay. That's it. I get the.
Yay!
There it is. Woo! The iPad's already enhancing the show.
Mike's all digital all the time.
Yeah. Now if I could just sit up properly, but I can't. Sitting is still the most painful thing in the world to do. Don't know if they messed up my surgery or not, but
I'm pretty sure you're
sucks.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be all right. So what happened after?
Also, it was 1980, and she was the first teacher.
A lot of jean jackets.
No, this is way before that.
Oh.
She was the first teacher.
Might be way after that, pal.
Yeah, but he's thinking
jean
like...
Jean jackets would be era.
He's thinking like the John Hughes era of jean jackets, and that was 87, I think.
Bucket hats?
I'm thinking the 1970s hair down to your shoulders. Allman Brothers, Greg Allman, just in the beginning of his drug use. That era.
Turns out he was a heroin addict. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
A lot of neon...
No, you're thinking later 80s.
So I'm just asking, man.
But she did a thing.
Hey, man, I'm just asking.
Hey, man.
Break, man.
Don't brush my balls, man.
This is a typical Monday
show. Are you saying
we have too much?
She didn't wear a hypercolor shirt to work?
No, she was always dressed impeccably.
Ah, got it.
And but she was your fifth grade teacher?
I was in fourth grade, but it was a fourth, fifth grade mixed class.
Okay. And, right. I mean, black and white?
Yes.
Fully segregated.
We all got to use any water fountain we wanted. It was great.
Integrated.
I'm
an idiot.
One of the coolest things was three people in the class at that time, keep in mind 1980, that had home computers.
Yes.
And she had a get together at her house where the whole class came over, and we all got to see. Yeah, that's what I told my cousin. I said liabilities.
Yeah,
check out the mugshot.
Your shirts and your skins.
Well, it's not like the modern day where the pornography was so accessible. But she made it. It was the first time.
Who wants to play Twister again?
We are.
I made snickerdoodles.
You have such a wonderful story, and we're turning it into some sort of scandal.
Rob Spiegel, were you playing outside because those pants look a little damp? No, they're completely dry. Oh, they're going to have to come off anyway.
We're going to have to work on those grass stains, Robbie. Your knees. Look at your knees.
He's telling the story. He can't even avoid it.
Well, I mean, looking back, it's weird. I talked to my cousin who's a teacher. I said, if you were a fourth or fifth grade teacher, could you have the entire class over to your house? She said, No. Absolutely not. What idiot would do that?
That's sweet.
But
there is time.
It's so funny that, I mean, that was
the
first
time. A former cast member of the show said, then we all went swimming naked at the gym.
I remember that.
I thought it was normal.
As a former cast member, too.
Yeah,
that works.
Right.
That works for
what
me.
What season?
The early one.
Oh, that's right. He left with Belushi and Akron.
Yes.
But it was the first time I ever got a chance to like see and use a home computer. And you think how... computers are such a part of our lives
now. You just keep giving. How am I supposed to avoid that? Just say, okay, check out this site. Brazzers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure Brazzers was around in
this guy's name
the
is
spring
is
of
Larry.
The Magic Bang Bus.
No, this was when it was green and black screens, right?
Now, I do remember green and black.
Now, there's a little button here, Robbie. Press that and it'll play the film clip for you.
Well, actually, what it was, Mike, since it was 1980, is one of the older class members who had stayed back a few classes said, you can actually type text into a computer, but if you come into this room, we have something called a Super 8 projector.
Oh, and- Super 8. Wow. Yeah, you're almost as old as I am. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but it was, and you know what? It was neat because the bottom line is that the funeral became an absolute celebration of a life. and a ripple effect. You don't realize how many lives a teacher affects because she taught for 30 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, you know, you got 30 kids. And those kids pass it on, and those kids pass it on. I just
and how many? And so, I mean, hundreds of thousands
yes.
of children.
Mm-hmm.
And seven of them, five of them showed up? You were one of them?
No, seven from my class.
Seven from your class.
So just from our class.
From other classes.
Mm-hmm, and friends and family and stuff like
that's
that.
That's special. And that had to mean a tremendous amount to the family.
It was very nice, and I got a chance to meet her sons. And,
how many people total?
At the there was eight people. Seven from my class and one. No, I think there was probably 75 people there.
Damn,
which is not bad for a celebration of life. I think
that's
more than I'll get.
As somebody that's been there, there's nothing.
Like Pony
there, look,
crying.
There's one thing. When my school buddy showed up at my mom's funeral, there's nothing that means more. There's nothing that means more than people showing
paying
up.
Respect.
And
I'll
tell you, when I was during the morning show years and the afternoon drive show years, when I was working with the Don and Mike show, I missed a lot of those. And one of my true regrets in life is that I didn't do that. You know, I mean, I didn't have family members I would go. I sure as hell wouldn't go to a fifth grade teacher's funeral.
No,
sure.
Of course not.
Didn't KD open this weekend?
Didn't what?
KD.
King's Dominion.
No, King's Dominion's been open forever.
I mean, this was a beautiful weekend. Check out KD.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should bring it up because the actual memorial service was in Yogi's Cave.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh my God, I was able
to ride the Rebel Yell and pay respects to Mrs. C.
So you actually went to King's Dominion?
I did. I had turkey legs and sadness.
Okay. Well, man.
There's a show.
Well,
title.
You know what? I think it's a perfect...
see a Spiewak this weekend, though. Spotting.
Oh, that's true.
Quick sidebar.
Oh, big hero, this guy.
Mike, I saw Julia Spiewak in the wild.
You're going to have to tell that story.
I will.
I will say this.
It is such a delightful story. Carrie might not hate Oscar anymore.
That's pretty
It was brought up. She said, that I don't know if I don't like him anymore.
That is a. Well, she still doesn't like me. That's right. And by the way, well, that's Monday, and we start the Monday show with the great LR.
LR.
Loser Report.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stop. Bring me up. No. I played it. Turn your mic up, and you turn
but
everything
didn't
down.
Didn't you play
and
it, too?
Yeah, I did. You usually
did
tell me.
Did you turn me down after that?
No.
Did you turn me down?
I never turn you off.
I heard two of the mics.
There was actually three.
I was doing the stinger. Yeah. I had it ready to go with the new studio up here, and
so,
I was ready to go.
From now on, I thought we settled this. Mike plays it, right?
No.
Well, no,
Mike
didn't
plays
know I was
it when
play
it. He tells me he's going to play it.
Ah, okay.
So,
Mike, you guys decide.
Report.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Yes.
Oh, no, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Yeah, okay. Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
You made a fool of me.
Mm-hmm.
But the broken dreams have got to end.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Texture.
Yes.
I love Texture. You're going to love it, too. A lot more people are paying attention every day to Texture. If you need magazines, we love them. This is magazine content that you put on your smartphone or your tablet, and it gives you access to over 200 magazines, and we love it. Texture is totally searchable. Daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture, for example, when I read Variety, I've never read Variety. I heard about Variety. I knew about Variety, but I never paid attention to Variety because Texture curates content for me, and they knew that I like show business.
It's a business show.
It popped an article out for me on Variety, and I started becoming a regular reader of Variety. You're going to read more. You're going to get more content. You're going to enjoy your magazine content more with Texture, and they give you access to every magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions. Plus, the convenience of electronic access with no clutter. You don't pile your house up with magazines, which makes that special. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Go to Texture. They're offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less with texture.com/TMOS. All the great magazines are there.
Cool.
You're going to love it. Welcome to the show. It is great to be up here in the Great White North. I am thrilled to death to be here. I want to thank my suffering bride. That's her name.
Suffering?
What's wrong?
My suffering bride,
Carla.
You take her to Maine.
She drove the entire trip. The entire trip.
Oh, doesn't she prefer to drive?
Boo-hoo. She likes an automatic transmission.
I don't care whether she likes it or not. The fact is that I was, there's one thing. I am getting around better. I am going upstairs, going downstairs. I am flying around more. There is one thing, even sitting here doing this little show where I shift positions constantly, sitting in a straight up position without a little angle for me is just a pain in the ass. I took my kid on a drive around where we live up here. Yes, it was a 5-minute drive and I was in agony. That angle is somehow problematic for me.
What kind of chair are you in right now?
I'm in an office chair, standard office chair.
And is that doing okay for you? Or
yeah, it's all right. It's the same thing. And I feel great in every other way. This is the one that sucks, and I want to be able to do the show sitting straight up, and the fact is that I can't, but that's a minor thing. The bottom line is Carla drove the whole way. It was, and that's a massive undertaking to go
4 days.
Thursday morning after the show, all the way through on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, stopped in Georgia, stopped in Virginia, stopped in New Hampshire, and then we finally got up to
Maine. You get the brakes, though. I respect, you get the brakes. It's not like she drove all night and all day. You get the brake.
Yeah, you get the break. Yeah. The break was cool. The break was cool, but it was, it was interesting.
Were you a grumpy husband on that road trip?
At the end of each day, at about the 8 or 9 hour mark, much like when I fly, you guys have traveled with me. At the end, no, the Hulk never really came out. There was one incident yesterday, our final day driving up here, where I may have been a little testy. Yeah, just a little bit testy, where
total time on the road, can you estimate it? I know it was spread out over a few days, but is it 30 hours?
Yeah, probably in the neighborhood of.
That's tough because I think
it's
8 hours,
drive, especially with a 3-year-old in the backseat.
8 hours is about the most you can do in a day and not try to lose your mind. 8 hours in a car is a lot.
Well, you get to see slices of Americana, and I have become convinced that after traveling, I have a business idea. Who are the interns that are on campus today?
Today we have Adam.
Adam plus Adam.
Yeah, Kylo Ren.
Is Diego planning on popping in anytime soon?
Yes.
All right. I have a business idea for Diego after traveling through state after state after state.
So you're just shutting down Adam?
No. Well, let's talk to Adam. Let's say you're right. Adam of the phones. Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Did you want to clear your throat, young man?
Yes, sir.
He has a lovely speaking voice when he uses it.
Adam, how are you? How are you finding outside of being yelled at me about the phones every week? How are you enjoying your internship?
Pretty good. Making mistakes, but learning from them.
Well, good. I mean, it's
that's the only way fun to roll. That's
it's right. Fun to be around it, isn't learn. It? I mean, it's fun to be around where the magic happens and see that we can do this fine show all over the country. It's kind of cool. I always love it. I love it when, you know, when I move from one studio to the next and, or I'm on the road and we can do this. It's very cool to me. It, to me, is still one of the best things in my life that I'm able to set this up. But, you know, I just checking in. Everything is okay, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm loving it.
All right, great. All right. Okay, let's see.
Big sellout.
Moving on. Yeah. So
you might have asked about the business opportunity to see how you could help out.
No, that he doesn't have to do anything more. I think the time has passed.
Yeah, I'm just
I
telling
think
him.
It's time to move on now.
Mike,
I don't,
what this is,
I
this was his mistake.
Not to incorporate
you know,
him
we
show.
Lost Mac to employment.
Yeah, he's training.
That's mm-hmm. good. That's good. We'll deal with that. Wait, will he be popping in at any time at all anymore?
I think he's off for a couple weeks.
No, just this week.
Training, he says.
That's yeah. that. Well, I hope he, you know. Talk to me in 3 weeks when he's held the job for 3 weeks. That's when I want to hear.
He also had some demands as well.
Yeah. Demands for being on this show?
After the show on Friday.
He is such a hot, burning, sizzling mess. Yes. He really, truly is. I should be used to him by now.
If it was like a friend, you would deck that friend.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. If I cared enough. By the way, Mike, I just got your text.
So,
yay! Just want you to know, they do arrive. But really, after the show on Friday, my jaw was agape, and yeah. I should be used to Mac by now.
So he had some demands. But can I get back yeah, to
please do, please
Diego?
Do.
How do you apologize? Right, so
the thing about Diego is after traveling the Fruited Plain and doing more cheap motel stays yes. than I ever had before, I have to say that my idea, you know, this is a racket I need to go into. This is something, hey, it worked for Mark Rippon out in like Idaho or wherever he bought his. I think you know, Diego puts the sweat equity in. I get some investors together. And,
he's
going to
run
motel,
your flea bag motel.
You're going into these plastic stinkathons yeah. with, you know, the Pubic Hair Express for $140 a night. It's insanity. It's insanity.
You should have tried Airbnb. You could get a whole home for the same price.
That's Airbnb. Other people's farts. I don't want to go into it, but I guess a motel's other
Did you
other
get the rewards card, Mike, for the Pubic Hair Express in?
Airbnb. My daughter's just left an Airbnb in New York. That's where she was spending temporary time until mm-hmm. she got her regular place up there. But I'm sitting there, and I'm going to this place. Sold out. Sold out. Sold out in bum F wherever. Every
was there
one
a Comic-Con or something?
Every one of the, it's people.
Just people.
It's people. It's people
everywhere.
Traveling the last week, 2 weeks of June. The world was on the highway this weekend. Right. Everybody was on the highway. Every motel was jammed up with people, and they were stinking. And then the last one we stayed in was the Uber stinkathon. But even before that, I had written down. I put this into my phone. I said, I wrote a note for the show. I said, note to self, business opportunity with Diego. Buy one of these cheap buildings that are cheap to build, cheap to put up. They're all made out of plastic. All the bathrooms are plastic. Every friggin' thing is plastic in these places. And they charge an exorbitant amount of money. And they've got 150, they've got 300 rooms in these S-holes. And they charge a premium. And then they give you a little brick of egg made out of, you know, the fingernails of children for breakfast in the morning. And
continental,
you know,
breakfast,
and the front desk is populated by, you know, people that are barely functional and competent, and, you know, and the water pressure is non-existent, and the toilets don't flush, and they stink, and the fact is, and they're just,
and
you
the
go into these parking
like
lots
wood.
You go into the peas taste like wood, and you go into the parking lots. And you go into the parking lots, and for Christ's sake, they're, you can't even park because they're all
overbooked.
People are clamoring because all they need. You might as well put a cot in the parking lot. That's you're going to do just as well. But you were there, and I was part of this. I was part of this, and I am just here to tell you that I think it's absolutely spectacular. It's spectacular that you've got these places, and I think it's a business opportunity. And Oscar,
what?
You're a business guy. You know,
did you
a business
do any phoning ahead?
I think you should put it together.
I think you're wrong.
We should go in on a motel.
I would never go into
Diego.
Motels
Diego
or hotels. That's the that's a fool's errand, because Airbnb is gonna completely break up that traditional brick and mortar. We're going
right,
to hotel.
Well, I know.
Study
I know
it for
this.
A year.
I know
it for
this.
A year.
If you own property, and you build a hotel, you need to first build four houses, and then you can put a hotel on the property, and the rent goes way up.
Just like a Monopoly.
Just like a Monopoly. So, Mike,
the
if you build...
stays the same as before.
Will your motel be pet friendly?
Yeah, because that's when you get the blue hairs, because they all have their little S fufu dogs.
They're dumb dogs.
That do that. So, yeah,
and Diego is great for a few things. One of them is making sure the hookers feel safe at your hotel.
He does make the hookers feel at home.
There are a number of transactions Diego does offline, if you will.
Yeah, I will.
You may not want at your hotel.
Yeah, he can provide prescription medication.
I don't care. You know, 6 minute abs, you want in? I think if you don't want in because the Airbnb, I don't think the Airbnb is going, you're not, Airbnb is in the cities and in
like
the
multiple,
places. Hold on, let me finish. Airbnb is in the cities, Oscar. The 95 corridor, because we haven't improved our infrastructure, and there's no indication that we're ever going to do so.
Never will.
So it's 95 from Miami to New York to Boston to Maine. That's it. That's the only thing people travel in. And these little asshole towns where we got screwed in Florence, South Carolina.
Again?
That little rectum town
in
Florence.
Again
in
Florence?
No. I drive by Florence now because remember the night we booked those rooms on like Hotwire?
Yes.
And they sold them to somebody for more money and we were screwed? Mm-hmm. These places are cash cows.
Mm.
And I'm telling you,
only during
you know,
the high season. What are you going to do in the low season when nobody's going up there or going through there?
Well, we'll cross that bridge.
No, that's when you need Diego, because, Mike, the low season, that's when you really focus on your hooker trade.
Well, what's the low season? You've got summertime, which is the high season.
Yes.
Then you've got the fall, where people are going to see the foliage. Then you've got it depends on where you put it, also. Then you've got the holidays.
Yeah,
but February will suck.
And then
February will suck.
Well, so what? But spring, people still drive down to Florida. That's the thing. They get you coming and going.
Mm.
I think it's a marvelous,
Mike, I'm going to respectively step away from this endeavor, but you and Diego
all
the
right.
best of
You're
luck.
Missing yes. out. You are so missing out on this, because this is going to be, these places are the seat of mediocrity in
You're
America.
Right.
And one thing you learn, when you travel the great open road, especially on the East Coast, you learn two things.
Yeah.
That everybody's out to get you, everybody's in your pocket for a variety of, and the other thing, we are so much filthier as a people, just from a hygiene standpoint, than we used to be. It's disgusting. Every public place that I stopped at, be it a gas station, a road stop, a rest center, a welcome center. Hi, Maryland, suck a. Anyway, I will tell
Maryland
you.
House.
Maryland House welcomes you. Maryland House. Ah, doesn't that sound great? Where it's just, it might as well just be a big pile of poo right in the middle.
They still
of
got that Cinnabon in there.
What about, Mike, where they say public areas and public stuff? What if every time it said public, they just took the L out of the word?
It was disgusting. But nothing beats, I don't know what rest stop it was on New Jersey, on the Turnpike, but you have to.
Henry David Thoreau?
It's just New Jersey.
It's Jersey. No, it's not just New Jersey lives in his condo and never sees the light of day. It is not
it
that,
condo.
Okay?
Jersey is the worst, though. They've got
Jersey
one solid rest stop, but the rest
it's
of it.
It's filth.
Aren't just, they all named after, are they filth. Still named after authors?
Filth is not, I've never, and I'm not, look, I throw my t-shirts on the ground next to the bed when I'm tired.
Gross.
I've never seen filth like this. It's filth, flarn, flarn, filth.
Flarn, flarn, filth.
It's truly disgusting, you know. Yeah. And would you like to have another little snappy comment, Pony? Would you like to do that? Saw your press over the weekend, Mr. Snappy Comment.
Yeah. Isn't
it's
it
really
fun?
Sad when a man travels to his vacation home. Oh, Pony! Oh, we love you, Pony. Off! There you go. Not you, Pony. The listeners that praised you. That was for the listeners that praised you.
Really sad when a man has to fly to his vacation.
I gotta read that my whole drive up as I'm infirmed in the right hand badger's eye. Pony is so funny. Sometimes I don't think Mike even hears what Pony says.
Yeah.
Kiss my Irish balls. It's my show.
Mike, it's a great pleasure, you should know, to share a studio with the George Bernard Shaw of lung cancer.
Okay. Now, I know many of you are saying, Mike, why so edgy?
Yeah, hey, Mike, why so edgy?
I haven't even begun yet, because the last motel
yes?
of the trip was the And I said this to a person that was an employee of the motel when I left a message for the general manager.
Oh, no.
On the weekend.
GM.
I said, and I quote, and I am standing by this, this was the worst hotel experience of my 58 years on this planet.
Wow,
man.
And I will tell you the combo of factors that really, on the surface, somewhat innocent.
Okay.
But at the same time, it was just something that was horrible for us.
Can't wait.
A family of the elderly father, the young, beautiful bride, and the three-year-old boy. I will tell you that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hi, Pony.
Hey, it's Emmy, and here are some songs you need to be aware of this summer. Listen up.
Play the hits.
Selena Gomez. Feelings on fire. Guess I'm a bad liar. Zedd and Alicia Cara. Julia Michaels. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to suffer. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you. And Lord. But it's just a super kind of us. Super kind of us. Oh, it's just a super kind of us. Get hip, get current, and get all these songs from our Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you have a business or product or message the world needs to know about? Well, the best place to do it might be right here. Let us spread the word. Your word. Let the Mike O'Mara Show, that's us, get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. You reach thousands of friends you didn't know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeOMaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeOMaraShow.com. Let us spread your word this summer. And summer's the best time to do this.
Do it.
And we would love to hear from you. Okay. On the road, once again, thanks to my my wonderful wife, the little guy.
How'd
how
he do?
He handled. I'm stunned. I wouldn't have been able to pull it off. Pretty hysterical when, you know, 1 hour into the trip, he's saying, "When are we going to be in Maine?" Yeah, he doesn't have that geographical perspective.
No,
on anything,
not yet.
But he did beautifully. And the last day of the trip was the day where we were going to drive until we didn't feel like driving anymore, and we kind of wing it as far as getting a motel. Oscar had been down in Texas and talked about last-minute arrangements, you know, getting us.
Did you phone ahead for any,
yeah,
any
phoned
of
ahead
them?
Phoned ahead for Virginia.
Okay.
And I phoned ahead for Georgia. But the last one was going to be, you know, we're going to wing it. So we get up, and it's about the 8-9 hour mark of the drive. It's 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, and I start searching. And by the way, this is just a little note to everybody. There's one really difficult traffic area for anybody that's driving north this summer. You might want to be aware of it. This tiny little area, it's called the Eastern Seaboard.
This is hilarious.
Unbelievable. At the New York State line all the way to the Great Pine Tree State, bumper to bumper traffic all day, all day. It was Saturday, but it was all day, and it was difficult. It was I don't mind telling you, but Carla didn't get as phased as I did. I hate bumper to bumper traffic, and in my beautiful state of Connecticut, it was horrible. It was really, really difficult.
Think about this, Mike. It's if you factor in your road trip, right?
Right.
If you say, okay, well, I'm not gonna go during the week because I don't want to deal with rush hour traffic, but I'm not going to go during the weekend because I don't want to deal with holiday traffic. When do you go?
You can't.
You don't anymore. And I,
that's the Carrie Spiewak. You always think you can outwit something by way of lines or traffic or something. There's no way around it. There's no trick.
And I've been on the shelf for a while, so I haven't been out of that cocoonville in a very, very long time, except by air. And so, you know, I've flown everywhere. And so it's been a long time since I've done a real road trip. And this was pretty stunning, the fact that not a lot of construction, really, to be honest with you. Not a lot of
just volume.
You know, construction at Tulsa. It's just sheer volume. Just people, 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 people. And as we got close to where we felt like hanging our hat for the night, we, you know, I hopped in the Travelvago wire hot Priceline thing to see what I was going to find.
Did you see a picture of the hot guy?
Oh, he's so handsome.
No.
Yeah, oh, very, very handsome.
With Trivago, you can check the incredibly overpriced rates they have for a variety of hotels that are sold out.
He's sexy and he knows it.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed when you're on the road and you want a last-minute hotel and you want to get a great rate and you can't even when you use Trivago? Yeah, I'm the cool guy for Trivago. I'm going to dress up as like a cool hip guy now, staying in the same. You wouldn't put all these same people in the same room. Well, you would if everything sold out, you dick.
I'm sorry I didn't get a hotel room now. Help me with my pants.
At Trivago, you can hop into your phone right about 20 minutes before you want to stop, where you know there are like 500 motels, and find out that they're all sold out on Trivago because it's Trivago. But don't worry. We can find you one that's 10 miles away off the highway for an exorbitant rate. Because Trivago, we're trying to get you the best overpriced. You know, we should be careful because this is the type of
have
company.
You noticed
this
that
is the type of company that would
in the morning,
you know, advertise.
As far as my experience with not just that website but multiple websites, when I hotwire or I do any of these last minute, like land and then find a hotel, my best experiences, bar none, have been in the AM before 11 a.m.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. And, you know,
doesn't that make sense, though? Now that makes sense because you're like, they're probably like, F it. We're probably not going to get anybody walking through that door. We'll take this guy.
Makes sense. Everything was, you know, 5 o'clock, everything's booked.
Yeah.
Sure. And so I felt at the time that, and we're eating dinner at, you know, because you always want to get a real flavor of the local area. And we were in New Hampshire.
That's part of the magic of travel.
You know, New Hampshire, the heart of New England. It's like we wanted to get a real, you know, that's one of the things we try to do. We'd always try to stop at some place that had unique local flavor and have a dinner, you know, somewhere, you know, not expensive, but something that, hey, this is a local place and I'd look it up. And so we were doing that and looking for a hotel room, staying at a, you know, we wanted to find a place near that great little restaurant. This was a very New Hampshire-y kind of restaurant that we stayed at that was really, really
the log cabin?
No, it was Chili's.
Oh.
Your
neighborhood place.
Yeah, it's great.
It's delicious. Yeah,
appetizer, split a dessert.
Hey,
$9.
Yeah. I thought, they got that $10 deal going.
Yeah, it's good
stuff. No, I ordered something off the Chili's light. Just fish me out something from the garbage menu.
Oh,
that's what I decided to.
Wasn't fresh, Mike.
What is this? I had the salmon with the fish me out of the garbage sauce on it.
I finally started watching Bloodline with Shannon. And
is she in it?
There's this one scene where the guy's like, this isn't fresh. And she's like, fine. She goes, we've had it for a week frozen. Right at the beginning. Like, we're only in season one, right?
Yep, exactly. Rayburn's, that was not the Casa Rayburn.
No.
They serve only the finest.
It's when the delinquent brother gets in town.
Oh, that's when Danny comes into town.
Yeah, Danny.
Danny. Trouble Danny.
Oh, I just yell at the screen.
Yeah. Tony likes that show because Danny smokes so many cigarettes. That's
why I like it because he reminded me of Joe Ardinger.
We discussed that. He is. He looks like him and acts like him.
That makes the keys look as trashy as
they remember. You
remember
the one scene, Pony, where Danny says, where he looks into the camera and he goes, I hate Mike O'Mara. Anyway, remember that?
I know we all wish him well.
How did you finally find a hotel?
And he throws his power washer down. What? I'm sorry?
How did you finally find your hotel?
So we get in there, and I find that there is a Hampton Inn.
Oh.
Directly across from the... There's a Hampton Inn directly... hold off here, because I'm going to have a little fun here.
Okay.
There's a Hampton Inn directly across from the Chili's. You know where that is, right? America? I know that place, that town you live in where the Hampton Inn's right across from the Chili's.
I will say this, Mike. The Hampton Inn, that's a great outfit.
The Hampton Inn's a pretty solid outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Especially the ones that have been renovated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know what? I'm all in it, but, you know, absolutely locked down. And everyone at the exit that we were on, there were probably six motels, all locked down, completely.
Man.
So I dive back in and I see what appears by the picture to be a a nicer like facility, maybe back in the woods a little bit, that has a rate that is cheaper than the rate of the motels that are on the, and I'm like, so
I love any hotel that's in the woods.
Are you still in review world where you look at a review, or you just want to get a, you want to get a,
I just want to get a, I want to get digs. Okay. I'm looking at price and I'm looking at
quality.
They're all the same, but this place looked like I got a cheaper price on it, and it looked like maybe it was, it was actually better. Right?
Because it was in the woods.
Right. It was bad. And it was, it was, well, I'll give the name.
Okay.
I don't mind giving the name. Radisson.
Oh, my.
Radisson. Radisson. Radical Badisson.
My only context with the Radisson was the Radisson in Lanham, Maryland, where when we worked at WHFS.
Isn't that the flagship of the chain?
No, it was it was so such a horrible location and place.
The RAD stands for rancid ass dilapidated.
That even, yeah, even when they gave the, they gave up that property, the hotel company overall,
yeah,
they couldn't, whoever the new owner did not take down the letters yet.
Okay.
Or with the Radisson took down their proper letters and they put other letters up to look like it was there.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I guess my point is this. I have not seen another Radisson that did not remind me of the remade, still hooker-infested place than that. Because I don't see them anymore. You just don't see that brand as much.
Well, that's where we stayed. when we come back, I will tell you... First of all, this place eventually was sold out, too. I was real happy for him.
Oh,
on my fourth call down to the front desk where he said, well, we're sold out. I said, congratulations!
Ah!
I'll tell you all about our last night at a motel and some advice. I think you'll be able to be educated, and you'll understand that when you're going to stay at a facility, you don't stay where they're having the high school convention. There,
oh. Yeah.
I think it was the organization. They had a they had a sign in the lobby. They had the FUA was there for some sort of conclave. I'm not sure, but they were chaperoned. And
the FUA,
the Future Underachievers of America.
Ah, yeah.
They were there at the Radisson when we were there on the Saturday night. We'll tell you all about that when we come back, everybody.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore. This will be
www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Dan O'Brien. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You're the best people. You guys are doing it, and we love that you're following our instructions because you're buying something and you're saying something on Amazon. Rob Spiewak, what's the latest one today?
Everybody, three cheers for Doug Ryle. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
I'll get the other two later. He's a facilities manager
taking a drink of water. Sorry
for a company in Herndon, Virginia. Yesterday, Doug Ryle bought the company an industrial dehumidifier.
Ooh.
Through our link for $1,300.
Hey, Doug! Hey, Doug!
But wait.
Doug, shut up.
Every month, the toilet paper and hand towels for their bathroom arrive through Amazon, and he likes to think that a little bit of money goes to us every time he wipes his ass.
Every cent counts. Thank you,
Doug.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Shopping on Amazon this way changes nothing for you. Means the world to the show. So when you use Amazon, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and tell us about it. Thank you so very, 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 very much. We are back, and it's the journey of the Great White North, and we are, to say we're exhausted is an understatement. Mrs. O'Mara has been driving a marathon. My son has been patient, but he's squirrely. And your boy, you know, dealing with his artificial joints of every kind.
Mm-hmm.
We're crispy. It's a 9-hour, 9.5-hour mark, and we are ready to get off the road. It is probably approximately 8 o'clock, and we've had our little dim. We're going to check in, and we are going to try seriously to get some shut-eye because we're going to be out of the door at 5 a.m. tomorrow, and we're going to get some shut-eye starting at about 9 o'clock at night. So we check in, and we go to the first room.
First room.
I Yes, That should be a clue.
Wow.
The first room.
How about that?
I should tell everyone that Mrs. O'Mara became more aware of this than me. I'm so beat that I immediately break down, and I'm on the bed, and I'm sitting there just chilling, and I'm like, ugh. And Carla comes out from the bathroom where my son had to drop a deuce, and she says, "We're not staying here."
Oh.
And I said, "What?" I said, "We're changing rooms." I said, "Honey, it looks like this was like the last room they had. We are not staying here. There are hairs all over the floor."
Oh.
And your son just went potty, and the toilet is backed up. So I got no argument. I got no argument, and so we immediately called out.
We brought
the little the cart into the motel, right? We brought the little cart in.
The luggage Nothing's cart with the brass brat.
It's not like they have bellmen. It's a motel, they have bellmen there. But so everything's still hanging on the cart, so we're okay with that. And she walks in, and she calls down. They go, "Okay, we'll get you another room in 5 minutes." And golly gee, Willikers, fantastic. At this point, she said, "Do you smell it in here?" And so I take a big... Like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm glad we're moving. It was probably 85 degrees in the room. It was terrible. They move us. They come up. They move us to the same floor, few rooms down. We walk in. It has the scent of a freshly steam-cleaned room, which, and I mention that because as soon as I kicked my shoes off, I noticed that the floor right next to my bed was just a tad damp. So I'm going to go with the best-case scenario. That perhaps it was steam clean.
Yeah, with a carpet guy, you know. Yeah.
Perhaps from the vomit of the
and
previous.
And as I was going to
users.
Say, it's not like that's regular maintenance cleaning. That's it, over and above cleaning.
But the room was cool. It smelled
AC okay?
clean. The AC was great. It seemed like it was clean. It seemed like it was okay. Everything was fine. We probably hit the hay at about 10 o'clock. Maybe 9:45. The little guy had him start winding down at 9:30. Sure, he's an hour and a half past his bedtime. And when we got off the elevator to go to the first bathroom, I noticed that there were two of these future underachievers of America that were sitting off the elevator in two of the easy chairs provided on the floor. Because you know what a great hotel does?
What?
You know what the dumbass Radisson chain does?
What?
You know where you want to put your two reclining easy chairs? Put them in the lobby where the elevator is. So it doesn't have to be an elevator where people get on and get off 5 feet from a goddamn room. Put a chair there so it can become a common area where the future underachievers of America can loudly socialize. That's what you want to do, and that's no problem. Radisson, what a nice convenience. No, it's a goddamn elevator. You put a mirror on the wall, and you don't put any place so people can sit. That's what a goddamn lobby is for.
You have to encourage ingress and egress. You don't want to give them a chance to light there. You know, when you see chairs there, I always thought they were just for show. People are actually using them.
Who actually sits there?
That's what I thought. That's what I believe. But anyway, I didn't even think of it. You know what? When I got off the elevator, I perceive it as, a couple of kids having fun, parents on vacation, no problem. I didn't know that there was a whole
stoned out of their gourd.
I didn't know there was a whole wasp nest full of these little crumb crunchers, these little slackers, these little phone checkers that are going to be crawling the entire hotel. I didn't know that was going to be the case. I didn't find that out until later when I tried to do something. Okay, so let's check the note, okay?
Okay.
What do they say when they advertise hotels? What are two words you hear in every hotel?
Clean.
You hear clean,
yeah.
And you hear quiet.
Ah,
you
yes.
You hear clean, a clean, quiet room. I've heard it on Motel 6. And we can make sure for a low price you get a clean, quiet room that'll be fine. Well, this place has established itself as unclean when we checked into the puke room where we had to be moved down the hallway. All right? So then the lights go out, roughly 10 o'clock, and it's time for drink. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not a big sleeper at 10 o'clock. I'm going to try to shut the lights off, and really, because I am so spent from nine and a half hours, that I'm going to try, okay? And then it became apparent that the ice machine was maybe 11 feet from our paper-thin door and wall. And I don't know if this convention was preserving bodies on some floor I don't know what their game was. I am not exaggerating when on about the 30th trip to the ice machine, I become, and by the way, these are kids.
Of
these
course.
Are high school kids. Now, I don't know if they're avoiding the chaperones and beering up their coolers, or I have no idea, but they are on about the 10th time with the screaming outside. I hear the rustle of my wife's sheets.
Oh,
this is
no.
the sound of, I hear this, and then I hear. And she goes over and looks at it. She said, I'm calling the front desk.
Oh, dear.
So she calls the front desk and said, there are kids that are hanging out right across from our room, which they were, and didn't say anything about the ice machine, because the ice machine is the ice machine. It's luck of the
it
draw.
It is, yeah.
The paper-thin walls are the reason we're hearing this. At a good place, at a place that's well-built, you're not really, they're going to kind of isolate the sound. Not at this place. No. Not at this, you know, the puke-stained carpet place. They're not going to do this, you know. And so, but the kids are screaming, and the kids are being loud, and we call down. We call down, and say, oh, that's not the, that shouldn't be the case. There's a group here. We'll send somebody right up. Carla goes to the door and looks out the little peephole.
Oh, because she's going to see what goes down.
She's going to see what goes down. She said, oh, God. I said, what happened? She said, a man with a walkie-talkie just got off the elevator. She's got a very clear view of in front where these chairs are.
This is the worst.
A man got off the elevator with a walkie-talkie. She saw the whole thing. She said, got off, looked, and got back onto the elevator.
She
literally busted him. He did nothing. He said nothing. You've got the... You know, you've got the future pregnant girls that are sitting down there in front of the elevator.
Pregnant girls.
They're screaming, and they haven't, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been done. So Carla's got balls in this situation. Calls back down, tells them exactly what happened, and the guy at the front desk says, "Well, I knew nothing about this." Said, "Okay, well, maybe somebody will do something now." Long story short, through 11:30 at night, there are 50 or so trips to the ice machine. The last of which was, I believe, right about 11:30 when I got up. And this was not a high school kid. This was some woman that I guess was having her vodka down in her room.
Or maybe she was trying to bring the swelling down, Mike.
The loudest ice machine known to mankind. And we are, do you know, this is the feeling, it's the best way I can describe it, because it's so rare, and it's so rare that it's happened to me even on the road. You know the feeling where you get to the level where you're so uptight that you're not thinking about sleep. You're thinking about anticipating the next time somebody's going to wake you up.
Absolutely.
That just makes it toast. I think getting to sleep after that is probably about a 25-minute process to really just successfully
Do you feel like 11:30 is late?
I feel like 11:30 is not late. In fact, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. No, this has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with... letting them know if this is regular, I've been to Bellagio, to the places where 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody, you get the luck of the draw and somebody's having one of those parties. I felt as though the facility Oscar offered enough common area, massive action.
They could have broke that up.
Yeah.
They could have moved that down, and the fact that there were chairs in front and the ice machine was luck of the draw. The lack of response from the hotel, there's only so much they could do. This, and I want to be real clear, blaming the hotel probably, you know, for the dirty room and the lack, you know, the paper thin walls.
That's and the white carpet.
I think a hotel ought to have where you hear, this was, I could hear people like they were in my ear. The fact is they were screaming kids that were making.
Yeah.
And after with a 3-year-old. After 9:30 at night, I think that's when, you know, you don't want somebody screaming in the hallway. That's not where you do it. You go to your room. You go to the common area of the lobby and the bar, the whatever. You
did anyone scream this?
Come down for moose soup after.
You didn't hear that,
How
did you?
How old were the kids, you think?
High school kids. We were told they were high school kids.
Ah.
I have no idea what they were. I guarantee they weren't athletes because they didn't resemble athletes. And I guarantee they weren't academic leaders because I guarantee they weren't that either. So I'm not sure
was. Maybe they're tech school students.
I don't know. But 11:30, 11:35, the last lady, and then maybe it took me half an hour to get to sleep. I think I was asleep by 12:15.
Even high school students should have a curfew of some sort.
Yeah, but what you got there is you got limp. Let me tell you what limp leadership with the parents. Got
it. Well, also, you know, those chaperones on these things where
they're just hammered somewhere.
Daddy wants to be everybody's friend. You know, hey, come on, kids. You know, I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Hey, I got pot in my room. I'm the father.
Yeah. And so it was out of there, crack of dawn, never happier to
leave.
Have there been worse experiences? I probably had worse experience at a hotel. It just was the combination.
Did you leave a comment on the comment card?
No, I called the general manager. I told him about the lovely experience.
Did you leave? You didn't leave a tip on the mattress for the housekeeping?
Did they refund you? Did you get a refund at least?
No, because we're using Hot Wellacity, Vago. That's what we're using. And you don't get that, you know. And that's the difficult situation here. And then the last thing I will tell you is that so we were up. Carla managed to probably get a little bit of decent sleep. We managed to get 4 or 5 hours. And on the way, and then it's the last leg, and it's the shortest leg, and we awoke to what can best be described as I texted Rob this glorious. A glorious New England morning. Aww. And it was glorious the whole way up. And just to be up here, you know, that takes care of everything. And we coined one term during the entire trip last thing I would tell you about the trip, because it happened periodically, and I called them Rams. These are Rams. You can use this term
Rams.
Random acts of meanness.
Now, did you commit these or did you witness
Mike.
These?
I was the victim of a ram from my wife, and I gave my ram. My ram would be, you know, usually I would vocalize something that I would ram, you know. And Carla gave me a ram in Kennebunkport, Maine, as we were driving up 95. And when I'm driving in a car a long way, I become somewhat digestively challenged because of the aforementioned level of filth at public facilities.
Okay.
I'm not placing my ass somewhere that looks like a crime scene unless it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And as I told you, I did it that one day. But there, you know, you're on the road at 5. That's not dookie time for yours truly. You know, that's usually mid-morning. And so the fact
ladies and gentlemen, update your charts.
Yes.
The morning of the Saturday morning trip, it was a Sunday morning. Sunday morning, it's time to make the final leg, and I had urgency. Some of you might refer to it as the pain.
We call it FU, fecal urgency.
Fecal urgency was, and it was more... Then, because of the lack of regularity created by the filth of the Eastern Seaboard, I was ready. I mean, but it was really like spectacular. And I'm happy at the same time. I say, okay, happy because it's time. And we come up, and I said, I need
to
go.
It's time
for big potty, little said, Michael.
She said, we're planning it.
Carla, it's time.
We're planning on stopping it. Planning on stopping at 10 a.m.
Yes.
This is 9:32.
You're ahead of schedule by 28 minutes.
I'm 28 minutes ahead of schedule, but there is no changing this
train. Time!
This train is coming into the station, and there is
clear
no
the decks.
You cannot shut down this machinery.
Clear the decks. And so we get up there, and, you know, I'm still on cane. Yes. And since I'm still on cane, I said, would you please? I said, well, we need to get gas, too. So we'll get gas. I said, great. Can you just drop me off next to the moose by the welcome center?
Right.
And so the big metal, beautiful, you know, antlers moose. Yeah. And
for moose soup after.
Mike was going to make his own.
Yeah, he's making a little moose soup.
There are people now, because we have the New England listeners, there are people that are laughing now because they know the rest stop I'm talking about. It was to the right of the moose. And I said, can you drop me off to the right of the moose? And she, Carla, continues totally ignoring me to the gas pumps, which are on the far side of the large structure. And I said, why didn't you drop me off? She said, you can walk. And I said, okay, thank you. And then I struggle to get my bad hip out of the car. And I start to limp over. And I said, you know, that wasn't cool. She said, we'll meet you over by the moose. And I said back to her, I said, okay, I don't care. And I kept walking, and I go through one outbuilding, through another outbuilding, down the hallway, past the employees only doors, out through another hallway connecting the main food court where the two more employee only doors. And then I shoot out into the circular food court where they've got, Sparrow and every other crap place that they have. And I finally see, in the distance, I look over and I'm like, well, there it is. There is my wonderful, wonderful beacon of toilet.
Yes.
And I'm very, very happy about that. And, I stop and I say, okay, fecal urgency will be relieved. And I go in there and there's a guy wrapping up, cleaning the whole row. The place is sparkling. He had just finished
it. As they say in the military, Mike, as they say in the Navy, it was Bristol.
It was Bristol.
Virginia.
I finish my business. I go outside and I walk to the right, where I know is the front door, right next to the moose. And there's nowhere to be seen. I look by the gas
family.
Pumps. I walk around the half mile to go to the gas pumps. There's no family there. I'm like, oh my God, abduction pops into my head.
Sure.
Something horrible has happened. There she is in the very back by the trucks. With our car, with our son tending to his needs, whatever he wanted for whatever DVD switch, whether it was going from Yogi Bear to Curious George, I don't know what the hell's going on. And I look over and I from a distance of 20 or so feet, I'm like, of course, this stuff always gets witnessed. I said, you said you were going to be parked by the moose. And Carla looks back at me and says, don't yell at me in front of a stranger. And I look around, I go, and there's some kid. I think he might have been going to he might have been coming from the convention in Nashua.
Right.
And he's sitting on the thing, and I'm yelling, and I'm saying, okay. I said, well, I just thought that was a ram. She said, what's a ram? I said, a random act of meanness. And then she laughed, and we laughed, and we went on our way.
Like she left you on purpose.
Yeah. But she just didn't park next to the landmark, which was the giant.
And that was
moose.
The plan. That was the plan.
Oh, by the way, and I found out, when we finally arrived here, that she'd taken the little crumb cruncher, my son, over to the other side. She'd done her little walk. I took a while when I was in there.
Well, sure.
And she'd
have to
had
make
time
sure
to go over
done.
And pet the moose and then go back. But then we made it up, and everything's fine.
She said, great. Ignore your father. Which despicable me do you want to watch?
Yeah. It was one of
yeah. Well, you made it, Mike, and the studio's up and running.
Look at that.
This turnaround time is strong.
Yeah, when the DVD player broke, I was just glad I had my phone. Modern technology, it's great.
Yeah.
Got him through 2.5 hours watching videos of the assassin bug on YouTube. It was great.
I thought you meant for yourself.
No, kids love dirty bugs. They love nasty, evil bugs. And I defy you to see a grosser, scarier, nastier bug than the assassin bug. Stings its victim and then sucks out their liquefied into organs.
Ooh.
Yeah, sunny days. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy to be with you.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we talk to Surf Caldwell, rock and roll DJ from the great WHFS days here in Washington. His brand new memoir about his time with some of the biggest stars in rock, Surf's Up, is out, and he's going to tell some great stories.
This is a promo. You don't give me a chance to talk.
Speaking of not getting a chance to talk, Rob Ford, we are finally going to try to get to his Great Gatsby story.
I think try is the big thing here.
Yeah, check it out. Tony Perkins. Show.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are low, inventory low, fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. And they're good guys at Cornerstone. Oscar used them. You can use them. They handled Oscar's mortgage, treated him like a king. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. And I found out from a listener that if Cornerstone can't help you, they'll find you somebody that can.
Yes,
they're very helpful with you.
The power of information.
Right.
The idea that one business would say, look, this may not be us, but we know someone that can help you. Yep. That is huge. Yeah.
That's it. You don't get that everywhere. No. You do it cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call them 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we love them, and we know you will too, everybody.
News. Moose.
New studio. Where's everything? Let me arrange.
You know, it's
it.
Funny that you would mention that because for the viewer, it looks exactly the same.
Yes.
And sounds exactly the same.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
I'm not sure there's a better way to sum up the ungodly heat in the Southwest other than this right now. There was a guy in Scottsdale, Arizona, ooh, Oscar's stomping ground.
Can't
he
wait to
tweeted
move.
A photo on Friday.
Photo.
Of a cactus melting. Seriously, the cactus in his backyard is drooping in the heat. That is how hot it has wow. been in certain areas. I know our friends in Sacramento can relate to this.
Like,
I know the people in the Southwest.
Is this a buying opportunity?
Hey, put your motel. It's Mike O'Mara's Melting Cactus Motel.
No, just have to have it on the Eastern Stink Board.
Okay.
But anyway, if that's not enough for you, someone else in Arizona tweeted a photo of the paint melting off of a street sign.
Wow.
119 degree temperatures do strange things, and I just thought that was worthy of noting.
The hottest,
that's pretty intense.
The hottest I witnessed personally is 115, and 115 is not. It's not like that dry heat. Like, oh, it's just that heat. You scurry like a bug.
It's
from
dangerous.
Your car.
Yeah,
it is dangerous.
You feel the danger when you go outside. The hottest I've been is 110 in Vegas, and I went outside and I decided I'd go walk a bit, and I went back. You know, I got like on a cab right away because it was really that
I remember
scary.
One I day like last summer in Leesburg, it was 88.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. This is just a story because I love this lady. 50 Cent is obviously cool with older women. I just love this story. After all, he dated Vivica Fox. She's a solid decade on him. Now he might have his sights set on someone even older, Helen Mirren.
Baby!
The reason, I put this in there is Helen Mirren is 71. Helen Mirren is... I think the greatest example of what a sexy person is, Helen Mirren just has that thing about her.
Yep.
She has an aura about her where she doesn't try. She's not trying to sex it up at all.
No.
But she's 71. Fitty is 41. But when he ran into her at the Monte Carlo TV Festival in Monaco last week, he was powerless over her raw sexuality.
Wow.
That's the story. And he supposedly wants to make sweet interracial and intergenerational love to her. He posted a picture of them meeting on the red carpet and captioned it, "Yeah, I think I love her, man. I'm trying not to stare at her.
Wow.
She knows she turns me on. She just has that thing, you know? I can't describe it. LOL.
Wow.
50 Cent. That is just funny. Helen Mirren forever has had that vibe.
She is
and
sexy.
I think it's very
oh,
cool.
She is.
She is. She really is. It's very, very cool. Brad Pitt and Elle McPherson, meanwhile, were allegedly spotted on an intimate date in an L.A. nightclub. A source says, quote, "She was touching his arm a lot and flicking her hair over her shoulder. There were a lot of flirtatious moments going on. He was laughing at everything she said and leaning in really close." Brad and Elle are both 53. They first met in 1999 when Elle was playing Joey's new roommate on Friends. Brad was married to Jennifer Aniston at the time. So
they would make some good-looking kids.
Yes. Delightful. Transformers, it's like Transformers 12, the last night opened with a franchise low, $69.1 million. They're saying consistently with the reviews, this is the worst Transformers movie
sorry,
in the
Oscar.
History of Transformers.
Well, this
movie.
Is the sad part, gentlemen, is that I will go see this in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But as horrible as the last Transformer was, I feel like every movie, and I know people have said this forever, every movie, they've just taken other parts of movies and put them right into the new movie.
The word I saw in a review last night is lazy filmmaking.
Yes, right?
They are not
really?
Spending any money
thank
on
you.
The. They're not spending any time on the story.
There is no script. Like it turns no on a dime.
Yeah,
and it's just you know. And here's the thing: it's 2.5 hours long.
Oh,
if you go, if you decide to go, 69.1 million. That's a 5-day total. Since it opened on Wednesday, Friday through Sunday, it only brought in 45.3 million. It's the first Transformers movie not to open to 100 million or more, but it did make 196.2 over overseas for a global total of $265 million. It cost $217 million to make, not counting marketing.
So this is where we get run, like we just basically we're sideswiped now because China's involved, right?
Chinese,
the overseas Chinese dollars,
yeah,
and a global box office. Every time we think a movie stinks because it didn't break 100 million, they make 200 million overseas.
Korea. Sorry about that.
Yeah, watch this thing transform into pay per view.
They're still gonna make them if they still watch them overseas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they love everything American.
Yeah,
sad. And Pony loves everything Japanese. It's a trade off.
And I love everything North Korean, just like this. Thank you. I could listen to her all day.
Yeah.
Cops raided a home last week in the Villages in Florida. I read this story on the road as I was driving up here. The Villages. The reason I note this story, I hope I have the number right. I'm doing this off of memory.
Yeah.
They have the world's largest golf cart parade. And it's something like 3,000 golf carts. This place.
A lot of batteries.
This is also a place that's been in the news. We've had it on previous news, where they have active love among the seniors
and
a very high STD rate.
Yes.
The Villages in Florida, the world's largest retirement community, welcome to hell. They were looking for drugs. They found them, specifically an entire meth operation. They also found evidence of a crime that's much more unique to this place, a golf cart chop shop.
No!
Golf carts are the main way people get around in the Villages. Just thousands and thousands of blue-haired, nasty, entitled people. And these people were taking in stolen golf carts and chopping them up for parts to sell. The five people in the house are all between 42 and 63 years old, and they are all facing several charges. And apparently
my
little
tiny hubcaps.
Little hubcaps. They asked this dude, he said he averages one theft a day. Somebody said
one theft a day?
A day. One theft a day.
And the amazing thing is five times out of six, the owner says, I just can't remember where I parked it.
Don't know where it is. This is a pretty dark hypothetical, but it's one everyone's thought about at some point. If you died alone in your house, would your pets eat you? If you have a cat or 17 cats, you know the answer is yes. But what about a dog? A sweet, loyal, best friend dog. The answer, unfortunately, is still yes. Your dog would eat you.
Oh,
it wouldn't even wait long to do it. A writer for National Geographic looked at cases where people died alone in their homes to see if their pets ate them. And it turns out that most dogs reverted to their wild wolf ancestors very quickly and chowed down hard on their owners. 24% of the cases where a person died alone with a dog, the dog started eating them within a day.
Don't you get...
A day?
A day. Within a day.
That movie Alive where that plane went down, didn't they eat the tukas first?
Yeah, well, I think that was like the meatiest
place. Yeah.
And by the way, that's also a category.
I know it's
in some cases, in some cases, the dogs would eat their dead owner even though they had their normal food available.
Ooh.
That is maybe the most horrifying thing you've ever reported.
That's not okay.
There's really nothing you can do to stop it. Dogs ate their owners even if they had a great relationship with no signs of abuse or neglect. So really your only hope is that someone finds your body before your dog gets hungry.
Well, just that's to true. Show him, when Linus passes, get down the roaster. Because I'm going to have a little revenge.
Yum, yum, yum. And now a little something, something. On Tuesday, Gregory A. Hoke, 37-year-old guy, allegedly stole a surveyor's van after the man got out of it, and he was trying to get his tools. After that, Hoke headed straight for the Lakeland, Florida, Linder Regional Airport, where his plan was to make the pilot take him somewhere, according to police.
Hey, take me somewhere.
Take me somewhere. little tiny pilot. Police say he somehow gained access to the airport runway. He jumped onto the small plane's wing, and just as he was about to open the plane's door, Lieutenant Eric Harper from the Lakeland, Florida Police Department pulled Hoke back onto the runway. Surprisingly, nobody was injured during the incident. Hoke was charged with multiple charges, including grand theft and burglary to an occupied conveyance. Burglary to an occupied conveyance.
It's a good charge.
Occupied conveyance.
And I thought I'd throw one out up in Maine, back to Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, we'll do anything to avoid flying coach. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll take a break. And did you do any gardening over the weekend?
I did, Mike, after the fun funeral.
Oh, fantastic.
The fun funeral.
We put the fun in funeral.
It's the fun funeral for the fifth grade fun teacher. We'll take a break. Come back with that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let the sun be
cake. And cookies.
Hey, folks.
this is Katie, and this week on Cake and Cookies, I introduce Rob to a kick-ass new band that I saw last week. You're gonna love them too, so tune in.
Cake and Cookies, Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
We're gonna be winding down our band competition, musicians. There's still time, November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music, and you could be on stage with us. Send it to band@mikeomerishow.com. That address again, band@mikeomerishow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. We just kind of want you to participate with us, and we'd love to hear from you. It's your first step to superstardom. Thank us later. Contact us. band@mikeomerishow.com. We are waiting to hear and see your band, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, June 26, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Everyone in this room has participated in and enjoyed karaoke time.
Yes.
Pony, have you ever karaoke?
Once or twice.
That's fantastic to hear. I'm sure you were wonderful. This was Korean song? This was trending on the YouTube this weekend. And I'm going to start it now. We can come back to it throughout the audio vault. This is a lady who appears to have been very hot maybe 15 years ago. And she appears to be very drunk currently. And this is her performing the John Legend song, All of Me.
What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in? How are you kicking me out? You got my head spinning.
And we have the whole song, so we'll come back and visit that in a second.
Good
but I just want you to know that that's in the lobby there.
I saw this video on
that'll make you eat moose soup.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah, I posted
this
it on our
lady,
Facebook page.
This lady, as you mentioned, is a mess.
Yeah.
Like,
but it looks like she might have had it together a few years ago, right?
Not even just, I mean, there's got to be clinics and not even, I'm talking about Betty Ford clinics. Like, there's something going on. And this wonderful audience is being so respectful.
Very, very
polite.
Somebody
should have taken the hook tar.
In Paris over the weekend, Mike, Arnold Schwarzenegger met with the French president. His name is Macron. President Macron. And they are coming out against climate control. And I love that Arnold chooses his topic and then puts a brief video on Twitter. This is Arnold with the president of France.
I'm here with President Macron. We are talking about the environmental issues and the green future.
And now we will deliver together to make the planet great again. Thank you.
Thank you. She's Thank still you singing.
How are you kicking me out?
Wow.
We'll come back to her later. Did you know that when Al Roker and Matt Lauer started together in local New York TV, remember they were on the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock news?
Yes.
Their first meeting, apparently they're pretty fast friends now. They did not like each other at first. They shared this story on the Today Show on Friday.
We had a rough start.
We had a rough start.
And it's amazing we are dear friends now.
So what? What was the impression?
A long story short, we're on the air one time. Al
on
said
local
something
TV.
On local television years ago. Al said something to me that I did not appreciate live on television.
He booted my name and I said, wow, not so easy in the big leagues, is it, pretty boy?
Pretty boy.
Wow.
Now they're fast. Now they're fast.
Now that they're both skinny.
Yeah. Pretty boy. Uh-oh.
This is a great video.
Welcome to Tuesday night at O'Mara's.
Or it might be at the Radisson.
finest talent in Manassas. Yeah.
Now, all right.
There's a town that needs a Radisson.
Do you know why, Mike? Do you know why America has such lousy entertainment choices?
Why's that?
Because we accept it.
Yes, we accept bad
right?
talent.
On Netflix, coming out, do you know who has a comedy special? From the Licorice Hat Club, Brad Paisley is coming out with a comedy, a stand-up special.
I love his work.
But he did a promo for it. He's sitting on the hood of the kit car from Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Because when you have a lame comedy special, prop it up with a lame celebrity.
Yes,
so
put
here
Hasselhoff
is
on it.
Here's Paisley and Hasselhoff.
This is Brad Paisley, and I've got a new Netflix comedy special, and you're in it for a minute.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff. Watch it.
Oh, my God.
Netflix.
There's a
last time for everything. Kid, pick me up.
Ah, yeah.
I'll be tuning in. How's she doing?
I'll watch that. Mike, watch Glow.
By the way,
Glow on Netflix. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, I want to start that tonight.
What's it called?
Glow.
What?
The glamorous ladies of wrestling.
It's really, it a reality show?
No, it's based on the GLOW tour of the 80s, right? Yes. And it's set in the 80s.
Mark Maron's in it. I watched. Yeah. Look, I caught up on the entire season. It's fun.
You know, I'll give you one. I'm not sure. There is a jive factor to this, so I hesitate to recommend it. I was going to recommend it last week. We are watching it, but it has a super jive factor.
What is it?
Queen of the South on Netflix.
What is it?
Queen of the South. It's the story of a female drug kingpin and her rise to fame. Oh. And it's a little jive, almost like Latin soap opera jive.
I don't mind that.
But at the same time, it's got Mark Consuelos in it too. Oh. So how about that?
Let's, we have a clip from that. It's called Queen of the South. Here it is.
Yes, let's listen to it.
All right, I pulled this piece of music for Oscar because I think it's right in his wheelhouse. Last night were the BET Awards. I never miss them. And there was,
I watched the BET Awards.
Mike, a reunion of the entire New Edition. We're talking
Bell. Did you see how sarcastic he was being, that racially charged man from Leesburg? Saying that, you know?
Bell Mars had an opening act that blew my mind.
Bell, Biv, DeVoe, Bobby Brown was singing.
Yeah.
And here's a small taste of New Edition back together. New Edition by getting the Lifetime Achievement Award as they all turn 80.
I loved New Edition when they were new.
Right?
I really did.
Great
songs. They were
songs.
A good boy band. They were really a good boy band. Yeah. I mean, really above average.
A lot of talent in them. Yeah, absolutely. And also, it was hosted by, I need to check her name. Forgive me.
From SNL.
Yeah, Jones. What's her name?
Felicity? Let me look it up.
Please do.
How do you know everyone else's name except for the black character?
Yeah, he blocks the black character.
Luckily, Oscar remembers it.
Is it Felicity Jones, I think? No?
It's not Felicity.
Is that a white lady?
Felicity. There you go. You know, it's Taniqua.
Anyway, we have a tape of the host last night.
And I'm out of my mind.
Oh, God. She's still going.
Yeah, she is. It does.
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones. This is Leslie.
I didn't have to look at
not
the
Felicity.
Computer.
All right, let us close with this, Mike. And I chose this tape in particular for you.
Black SNL cast members.
That's good. That's very nice.
Someone had to do
Jay
it.
Jay Farrow. Keenan.
Keenan with his Lifetime Attendance Award at Saturday Night Live. Mike, I chose this one especially for you because you must be sad being without your dogs. Day 5 without your dogs.
It was Beluga's birthday over the weekend.
Yes. And
happy
how
birthday.
Old?
I don't know.
Okay.
13, I think.
So
14.
14.
I leave you with
the end is near. 13.
I don't know.
We're certainly closer to the end than the beginning.
Hey, can you turn that up a little bit?
Yeah.
Even when you're crying.
Thank you.
Surprised it took that long. All right, let us close with this, Mike, so you can remember what it's like to be a dog owner. 4 huskies in bed together. Makes you miss them, doesn't it?
Wow.
You can search this on YouTube. At the end of it, they eat their owner.
6'10 at the O'Mara House in Florida.
Do you think they know you're gone?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they're probably suffering.
Oh.
Nothing I can do about it.
Oh, she's back. She's in bed with the Huskies, Mike. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101. We'll do it live. Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Elvis Presley, bossa nova, baby, take it away.
Take it easy, baby. I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon, and get there through our website. Always open at michaelmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.